The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, teach and urge these things. Whoever teaches something different and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the religious teaching is conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid disposition for arguments and verbal disputes. From these come envy, rivalry, insults, evil suspicions, and mutual friction among people with corrupted minds, who are deprived of truth, supposing religion to be a means of gain. Indeed, religion with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, just as we shall not be able to take anything out of it. If we have food and clothing, we shall be content with that. Those who want to be rich are falling in to a temptation and to a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils, and some people in their desire for it have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains. But you, man of God, avoid all this. Instead, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Why should I fear in evil days when my wicked snare and snares ring me round? They trust in their wealth. The abundance of their riches is their boast. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Yet in no way can a man redeem himself or pay his own ransom to God. Too high is the price to redeem one's life. He would never have enough to remain alive always and not see destruction. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great. For when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. He shall join the circle of his forebears who shall never more see light. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their own resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, I have to apologize. I am in Omaha, the airport, 5:03 in the morning, waiting to take off to go to Pittsburgh. And so there's people around me, and I have my mask on, and that's the way it gotta be. So I apologize. So anyway, the reading today is unbelievable, especially when you look at Timothy, because he's telling Timothy, you know, stop hanging around with these people that want to argue and are getting conceited and understanding nothing and has morbid disposition for arguments and verbal disputes. Now, again, there's people right now that are listening to me that love to argue and have verbal disputes about the faith. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Because then, he says, from these things come envy, rivalry, insults, evil suspicions, and mutual friction among people with corrupted minds who are deprived of the truth, supposing religion to be a means of gain. And there are people that are out there now that just are doing what they do for money in the name of God. And they love to stir up controversy. And we can't buy into this. We got to be people that go beyond this. And we listen to the second part. He says, but you, man of God, or woman of God, of course, avoid all of this. Instead, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Listen to this. This is what all of us are called to do. Pursuing righteousness, devotion, faith, love, and patience, and gentleness. So don't listen to the world. Don't listen to the Catholic talking heads. Listen to God. This is what he says. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.